Greetings, I'm Dave Gilmore, and this is Design Intelligence. Altruism is a word not regularly used in the day-to-day of shared vocabulary. Once in a while, we hear people refer to another as altruistic. So what does the word mean? Altruism refers to a quality possessed by people whose focus is on something other than themselves, and its root reveals the object of those generous tendencies. Altruism derives from the French word outré, meaning other people. It's directly akin to selflessness and reveals itself in serving and supporting others. Leadership, in its finest form, is altruistic. When leaders intentionally and without self-serving conscience seek to serve and support the people in their organizations, the organizations become infected with the same altruistic contagion. This is, of course, not common among most leaders, nor is it well understood. There's a strange dynamic that occurs in most human minds. It's this thing that occurs when a term is heard and applied multiple times in the same manner. The gavel falls and the human adopts a single application definition of functional myopia, if you will. A term will find itself constrained to a single definition, a single application without exception of meaningful nuance. And so it is with the terms serve and support. In most minds, the term serve means to be behind, to be under, to be less. To most, the term serve carries at best neutral connotations and at worst, negative ones. The same goes for support. To support, one is thought to be secondary or underneath. A support position is relegated to doing, not thinking, sidelines, not center, secondary, not primary. And so, the altruistic leader is painted as a lesser sort of leader, a cheerleader, but not a quarterback. Altruism is mistakenly thought to lie on the other side of the line, away from strength and capability, towards weakness and accommodation. Serving and supporting people is understood to be accommodating, pleasing, and getting along with everyone in hopes that their like of you as a leader will result in them wanting to do more and work more. The selfless, altruistic leader is anything but weak. The role of serving another is squarely a key attribute of the most effective leaders. Service takes on many different forms, and support comes in several faces. To serve the organization by bearing the weight of decision-making is to support both the present and future that ensures sustainable employment for all. To support the organization by taking appropriate risk to protect it from diminishment is not the stuff of weakness, complacency, or sideline participation. Rather, it's the strength and fortitude of authentic leadership. We must firstly change our narrow definitions and use of language to understand that serving as a bus person in a restaurant and serving as a risk bearer for a corporation both encompass a selfless attitude. Both require an other's mindset. Leading a firm is anything but light, carefree, and about popularity, and it's everything about serving, supporting, and freeing others from undue burdens, allowing them to excel in all they do for the common good. Would that altruism was a common, unquestioned attribute of every leader, but alas, it's reserved for authentic ones. What kind of leader are you? Until next time, I'm Dave Gilmore, and this is Design Intelligence.